You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee Elections Commission is apologizing. Milwaukee's spring election Tuesday saw historic voter turnout, leading to ballot shortages at 8 polling locations. The Election Commission sent out a statement yesterday acknowledging the delays and inconvenience. Some voters waited for hours for ballots and others left without casting a vote. Officials say they'll try to learn from the situation and adjust ballot estimates for future elections. The missing Beaver Dam girl has been found. 17-year-old Sophia Franklin has been found safe after disappearing in February. It led to an Amber Alert that covered Wisconsin, Arkansas, and Missouri. Police arrested 40-year-old Gary Day, an Arkansas man, accused of abducting Franklin and fathering her unborn child. Day faces charges of child abduction and enticement as the investigation continues. They've played games in London and Brazil. Now the Green Bay Packers can market internationally. Lisa Hale has more.
The Green Bay Packers are going international, and not just for a game, but on a more permanent basis. The NFL announced Monday that the NFL Global Markets Program has awarded the Packers marketing rights in Germany, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. The Packers selected those three countries due to their existing fan base, cultural fit, and opportunity for further expansion and growth. The team will now pursue activities across their international markets to connect new audiences with Wisconsin's unique charm and Midwestern character.
A Brady Street business group is trying to protect their investment. A private security firm has started daily patrols in the area. It's an effort funded by the Brady Street Business Improvement District. The move comes as part of a broader push to prevent crime and maintain safety in one of the city's most popular areas. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied at 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bunt down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bunt walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 and 11.
Terang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on, Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Revelry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clace and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course, Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softy. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Our high 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.